This is episode 2150 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of the series we are exploring this week about trust, having confidence in what's happening in the world, having confidence with what's happening in your community, and having confidence in yourself. In fact, your challenge this week has been to find something positive about the world, about your community, and about yourself. Every week, you are issued a challenge that goes right along with the theme. So I wonder, how is that coming along for you? I hope that you are finding more positivity in the world. And that is important because when we're living through such uncertain times with this global pandemic, there is a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of speculation, and the best thing you can do is to focus on what is good and what is positive happening in the world. That may mean that before you go to bed every night, you think about something you're grateful for that happened that day. And when you wake up in the morning, you think about the things that you might encounter that are going to be stressful, and you come up with a plan on how you're going to manage that stress. You might think of doing a meditation technique, such as a breathing technique, such as a mudra, or repeating the week's affirmation. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together all the different meditation techniques into a meditation. And this is how I meditate. I layer the different techniques together. The reason why meditation techniques are so useful is because they help to transition you from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a state of stillness. And that state of stillness can be pretty hard to achieve if you sit down and try to force the stillness, or you sit down and you wait for it just to land in your lap. Many people will often tell me that meditation just doesn't work for them. They sat down and nothing happened. They were sitting there for 5 minutes and nothing happened. So nothing is going to happen. It's not as though meditation is some thing out there that happens to you as soon as you sit down and close your eyes. It's more like you create this situation for yourself. You sit down and you begin to calm your mind and body. You're in control. You're in charge. So the techniques help to trigger your mind and your body that it's time to meditate, to let go of the thoughts and cares of the day, and to sink into your inner stillness. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. This is a place where you can go for 7 days free to be guided in 30-minute meditations. You also receive a journal and a slowdown guide for each week's theme. So now you, I hope, are subscribed to the podcast, because consistency is truly the key to meditation. And as you get ready to settle yourself down to be guided in today's meditation, I also want to share with you a fellow meditator's journey, just so you know you're not alone out there. We are all meditating together. So here is a message from a mental health professional. She helps people manage depression and anxiety. And she writes to tell me that she has been experiencing a lot of anxiety. And so she has found that meditation techniques help her enormously. And meditation in general is a ritual that is considered by many top health professionals to be one of the best ways to calm your mind and body. So I was happy to share with you her message, because even the best of the best out there, people helping you calm your mind and body, also struggle with their own anxiety and depression. It's not like it's a plague or some kind of failure when you experience anxiety and depression and any kind of mental upset. I find it so hard to focus these days. I'm constantly distracted. So know that you are currently doing one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself every time you show up and meditate. So as you're sitting there, closed eyes, see what it feels like to gently elevate your eyes upward. This in and of itself helps to boost your mood. It helps you to focus better. Notice how you feel in your body, and notice any tension. Reflect on whether your tension has to do with a sense of mistrust. Maybe there's something you feel uneasy about. Notice where you hold this in your body and what causes it. You may place your hands in the Garuda Mudra, spreading your fingers out wide like the wings of an eagle, placing your palms facing your chest, and then intertwine your thumbs. Your thumbs represent the body of an eagle. Your fingers are the wings. This Garuda Mudra, this ancient technique, helps you to feel emotional freedom. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, draw your breath upward, and as you do so, think of something positive happening in the world. As you exhale, release fear. On your next inhale, think about something that's positive about yourself. As you exhale, release fear. Now focus right at your second chakra. It's about 2 inches above your tailbone, near your reproductive organs. This is where you birth new ideas, where you're open to the flow of life. What is your life revealing to you right now? How can you go a little more gently with the current flow of life, without resistance? flow like water. Could visualize yourself floating on a river, meandering around obstacles, boulders, or logs that have fallen into the river. You flow over them or around them. Now mentally affirm, I believe in the miracle of life. I believe in the miracle of life. Continue sitting in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.